Greetings, and may the peace of Christ be with you all. I'm the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and on behalf of the justice-seeking people of the Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, I welcome one and all to part one of our stay-at-home worship podcast for Sunday, June 7th, 2020, which is Trinity Sunday. And as always, let's begin with prayer. Merciful, eternal, and mighty. By your grace, you have shown us who you are, one in three and three in one. We glorify you as Trinity, even as we worship you in your unity. Open our hearts to receive your word to us today, that not only in our worship, but in our lives, we may serve and reflect your triune love all our days. Amen. Our first reading is from the first book of the Bible, Genesis. We'll begin at chapter 1, verse 26, through chapter 2, verse 4a. The entire passage for today actually begins at chapter 1, verse 1. I've shortened it in the interest of time, but I urge you to read the whole thing when you get a chance. So my reading will pick up the creation story with the creation of human beings. And to help us hear these pretty familiar words anew, I'm reading from a paraphrase of the New Revised Standard Version. It's by Nathan Nettleton. Listen for God's word to us today. Then God said, "We will make people in our own image, modeling them on ourselves. We will entrust to them the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the flocks and herds, and all the wild animals and creepy crawlies." So God created people as a reflection of God, created them to be like God, created them male and female. God set them up for life and encouraged them to multiply and fill the earth. God told them to exercise control over the earth and to manage the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and every living thing on earth. God said to the people, "Look, I have given you the grain crops that grow and reproduce themselves all over the earth, and all the trees that grow from seed and bear fruit. They're all yours for food. I have also provided vegetation galore as food for the animals, birds, and creepy crawlies, for everything that lives and breathes." So it all happened, just as God said. Everything God had made was there to be seen, and God was delighted with it all. Evening passed, and morning came. The sixth day was done. With that, the universe was complete, along with everything that fills it. With the work finished, God took the seventh day off. After all the work God had done, the seventh day was a well-earned rest. So God made the seventh day special, a sacred day, because that day was God's day off after all the work of creating everything. So that's the family lineage of the universe. The story of how everything came to be. And so ends our reading. And now from the Gospel, Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. Listen again for the word of God. "Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age.'" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.